Here we are all together, assembling in Yahweh's name, in the truth, in the word today, and having a convocation, a gathering together, a speaking, a gathering, convoking together for the feast. And we were in Isaiah, the wolf and the lamb will get over their animosity toward one another. That has not happened yet, generally speaking. Maybe here and there in a little animal petting zoo or something where the wolf and the lamb could possibly even lie down together now. We can see two dangerous animals who would normally be at odds with each other. We can see them even today in some places being nice to each other, not attacking each other. I saw a picture of a dangerous looking dog. A cat had his paw and the dog's mouth. But that's going to happen in the future. That'll be the norm, and there will be no exception. So in chapter 35, I think we have to go to a different chapter about the wolf and the lamb, but 35 verse 1, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, Ephraim, northern tribes, southern kingdom, Yehuda especially, this is to all of us. This is in the Messiah. The Messiah saved us. We don't need to just read the New Testament. I think I've read that so many times that I'd just about be a vain repetition to keep reading it, but we will read the New Testament. Right now, these scriptures are ignored, and so we want to emphasize that in Isaiah 35, verse 1, that the wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice, and blossom as the rose. So things are getting rosy all over in the future. It could be 20 years. It might even be longer. It could be much longer. But it'll be as if it were only tomorrow, as if it were only 20 years or perhaps even tomorrow. Maybe it will be less than 20. Verse 2, it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice, even with joy and singing. The esteem of Lebanon shall be given into it. The excellency of Carmel and Sharon, they shall see the esteem of Yahweh and the excellency of our mighty one Yahweh. Strengthen you the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. We read that earlier. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, Yahweh will come with vengeance, even Yahweh for the recompense. He will come and save you. The eyes of the blind shall be opened, the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as a hart, the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, the streams in the desert, and the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water in the habitation of dragons. Where each lay shall be grass with reeds and rushes, and a highway shall be there, a way, and it shall be called the way of separation. The unclean shall not pass over it. It shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools shall not enter therein, and they shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall not be found there. The redeemed shall walk there, and the ransom of Yahweh shall return and come to Zion with songs of everlasting joy upon their heads, and they shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. It's always good to refresh ourselves, even though we've read this 1,000 times, and we haven't. And in our future, Isaiah 40, 22. Oh, hallelujah. 40, 22 in Isaiah, it is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreads them out as a tent to dwell in, or to tabernacle in. And then we'll be going to 56, but first, that wolf and the lamb is one of my favorite passages. We've got a dog who we think of as a wolf, and therefore she kind of acts a little wolfy. Isaiah 11:6, the wolf also shall dwell with a lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with a kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed, You know, they're going to feed together. Their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. And the sucking child shall play in the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrices, or snake's den. Great things and greater things are coming. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my separated mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of Yahweh as the waters cover the sea. More and more knowledge is spreading out there and prospering. And 56, Isaiah 56, we've got about 10 minutes to go here, I think, to the end of this particular program that we call Fourth Day, the D series, ABCD, so we're at D now. 56, 1 through 7, and then a little from chapter 57. Chapter 56, Thus saith Yahweh, Keep you judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come and my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the son of man that layeth hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath from... Wait a minute, wasn't that done away with? No, here it is. We're speaking future as well as present. You know, the Sabbath wasn't in the Old Testament, and it's in the future, but not now. That would be inconsistent, because Yahweh is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So blessed is the man that doeth this, that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, doing all kinds of things, monkey business, vacuuming the church after service, breaking the Sabbath, not being circumspectly, or, you know, not being careful enough. Blessed is who keepeth his hand from doing any evil. Neither let the son of the stranger that has joined himself to Yahweh speak, saying, Yahweh has utterly separated me from his people, thinking that he is different from Yahweh's people, and he goes out and forms some church. You know, you see all the names as you drive down the street. This church, the Protestant church, and the last church of the refrigerator, and separated. That's, they think that they're better. And I suppose some of us, or most of us, do think that we are better than we used to be because we've studied into it. Yahweh's allowed us to get greater truth and greater obedience. So in that way, we are better. We do want to be separated from the apostates, and we don't want to be with those who believe in sin and promote it and teach that sin is okay, especially the idolatry and the immorality. We don't want to do that. So being separated is good, according to Paul's evangels, many of his epistles. And neither let the eunuch say, Behold, I am a dry tree, or, you know, I'm all dried up. For thus saith Yahweh unto the eunuchs that keep my Sabbath and choose the things that please me. And I think he's also speaking to spiritual eunuchs that take hold of my covenant. Even unto them will I give in my house and within my walls a place and a name better than of sons and of daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. Found my name in the scriptures. Also the sons of the stranger that join themselves to Yahweh to serve him and to love the name of Yahweh. So the son of the stranger, the son of the Gentiles that join themselves to Yahweh, that say, Yahweh, come into my heart, please. I not only invite you, but I'm at your command. It's usually the other way around, though. You know, pull the string and answer my prayer, or else, you know, I'm not going to serve you unless you do what I ask. You know, we're trying to put ourselves on the throne, and Yahweh is down there bowing to us. That's not quite right, is it? The sons of the stranger that join themselves to Yahweh to serve him and to love Yahweh, to be his servants, everyone that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it and taketh hold of my covenant. What will he do with those kind of people? He's going to force them to do something. No, wait a minute. Even them will I bring to my pure mountain and make them, he's going to force us. There he is, making them joyful in my house of prayer, the tabernacle of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their slaughter offerings, in other words, Romans 12:1, our body is a living offering, pure and acceptable unto Yahweh, reasonable. It's only our reasonable service. It's no big deal. That's the minimum Yahweh requires is the Torah, if we want to go beyond that, then, you know, that's our offering to him. Our slaughter offering is Yahweh, just take everything. Take my life. Take my family. You know, take all of my finances. If it is from you, if it's just the world coincidentally taking these things, well, please don't let them do it. It's not time. Well, if it happens, then it happens. It's Yahweh's allowing these things to happen. Yahweh, which gathereth the outcasts of the northern 10 tribes, here it says Israel, yet will I gather others to him beside those that are gathered unto him. All you beasts of the field, you know, you so-called Gentiles, come to devour, yea, all you beasts in the forest, and backslidden Jews. His watchmen are blind. They are all ignorant. They are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark. They're dumb. They're dumb dogs that cannot bark, sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. Now, there's nothing wrong with sleeping for 8 hours a day, more or less. Yea, they are greedy dogs which can never have enough. And they are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own way. Everyone is gain for his gain, I guess, from his quarter. Come you, say they. Come, they say, I will fetch wine. Now they're going to make another Sabbath here. Instead of the seventh day, they want to make another day. For example, the first day of the week. I will fetch wine and we will fill ourselves with strong drink. And tomorrow, you know, tomorrow, the day after the seventh day Sabbath, for example, shall be as this day and much more abundant. Oh, we're really going to praise the Lord on Sunday and the venerable day of the sun. And, oh, we'll be so blessed, won't we? They say, you know, where's the wine? Well, you can find wine, I guess, in some church denominations, which doesn't make them all bad, does it? But, well, and some of them do get carried away with inebriation, with getting drunk, even during the service. But, you know, that'd be wrong. That would be a sin to go that far. They are not into the truth. They are in the wrong church, wrong pew. Church meaning, you know, circus or whatever, but it's rightfully people understand it to be a meaning a place where people gather together. But they went with Constantine's crowd, and they still do, and most of them, Jehovah's Witnesses included, are still, except for one denomination in Salem, Oregon, they are still keeping that venerable day of the sun Sunday, sun worship, the same Babylonian system. And I'm not to condemn them, but I can certainly I can certainly, I don't want to use the word judge. What's another word? I can evaluate that their habits and their behavior is not lining up with Scripture. It is not according to Yahweh, thus saith Yahweh. He never changed the Sabbath to another day, and time is the issue. We say, well, nobody can tell me what day of the week or how much of the week that I'm going to go to the assembly. Oh, yes, he can. He's up there telling us right now. He's giving us faith. Faith cometh by hearing the word, and here it is. It's telling us that now and in the future, and according to Isaiah 66, in the last few verses, that from one Sabbath to another and from one new moon to another shall all flesh come to praise before him. All right, well, you're at chapter 56. That was great, and we read it all instead of just what I put on the notes there. It just went to verse 7, so let me change that to the end. That was powerful. We don't want to forget that verse 12. Come and we'll fill ourselves with wine and or a strong delusions, you know, strong. The Holy Spirit told me this and that and so on, instead of thus saith Yahweh. Tomorrow shall be better than the Sabbath day. It will form a new day of worship, one that everybody can agree on. Now, especially chapter 57, Isaiah 57, 13. And we've only been going in this broadcast for 14 minutes. We're almost through. We've got probably two more scriptures, unless something else comes up. 57, 13 to 15. Then we can take another break. We can sleep and come out refreshed for the fifth day of Tabernacles. and celebrate the feasts even more. Paul said in the Colossians 2, let no man judge you in eating or drinking, or in the keeping of a feast day, or for a new moon, or a Sabbath day, of which things are a shadow of things to come. Diabas, see, right there, somebody said tabernacles doesn't mean the millennium, but there it is, a shadow of things yet to come, Feast of Tabernacles. But no man judge you but the assembly of Yahweh. They are the ones who are equipped to do the judging. 57:13 in Isaiah. When thou criest, let thy companies deliver thee, but the wind shall carry them all away. Vanity shall take them, but he that puts his trust in me shall possess the land and shall inherit my separated mountain. And shall say, cast you up, prepare the way, take up the stumbling block out of the way of my people. You're out there distributing the word. Hezekiah's, he has a book about separated foods. I think he calls the clean and the unclean or something, or maybe the word holy is in there. It shouldn't be, but anyway, other than that, it should be a good book on TNT Revealed. Verse 15, for thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is separated, whose name is Kadosh. I dwell in the high and separated place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Now in Canada, I guess sometimes they say humble instead of humble. We had a preacher from there, Pastor Bill Houston, and I, sorry to say, was not able to get his broadcast on this far because I couldn't figure out how to play his reel-to-reel tapes into my computer and still make it sound using a certain software program. It didn't sound good, so I'm going to have to search for another one. 2 Timothy 4:7. And maybe Bill was not, he was just Bill. He was just being Bill, but because he didn't fully preach the truth, he didn't preach the name of, and that's in the Tetragrammaton, that the Savior's name is in the Father's, wait a minute, the Father's name is in the Savior, in the Son there. He didn't preach that. He might allude to it, but he never actually went far enough. He never went all the way and jumped in with both feet and walked in higher heights and deeper depths. So maybe that's why Yahweh is not allowing me to do that broadcast, or maybe it's just because I'm clumsy around the computer. 2 Timothy 4:7, then to wind it up here for this feast day of today, Paul sums it all up. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a bond of legalism. No, a crown of righteousness. There's that crown again in 2 Timothy, as well as Peter. A crown of righteousness, which Yahweh, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only. I'm not the maverick out there, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Do thy diligence. Mm-hmm. We're trying to do that, Paul. And Yahweh willing, we will. Contrary to those in Amos 5 that we read earlier this, or last night, on the first part of this particular day. But we will love his appearing. We'll love his feast days. We'll love his Torah. We will love the foods that he has separated for us to eat and enjoy, the fruits, foods that heal, and not dead food, but we'll try to eat live food, freshly squeezed or freshly juiced vegetables. What do you call that? The carrot juice, if you juice that and then drink it immediately within a minute or two. Don't let it sit overnight. There's a lot more enzymes there that'll just be, living cells, or not cells necessarily, but fluids that help your body to heal itself. It's a miracle how that Yahweh has provided the method of healing here in our body. If you're able to tolerate some of these juices and vegetables and things, some people can't. I don't think my wife can, but anyway, we're still hoping and praying for her. But we don't certainly want to go to man's method of using dangerous caustic chemicals to try to kill off dead tissues or destructive tissues in us. There must be a better way. So keep praying about that there. and make ready for the fifth day of the Feast of Tabernacles. Thank you very much for joining us, and we'll be in fellowship again tomorrow. Look forward to, or rather tonight, when the next day of the feast begins, tonight at sunset. We'll have a great time together, feasting together, not only hearing the word, but feasting and dining on the succulent foods and meats and drinks that Yahweh has provided. Let no man judge you about that. Shalom.